Hello and welcome to English Podcasts with Chris and Sue. For more information, visit english-podcasts.com.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Sue.
So today I want to talk about a really hot topic that everyone's talking about, AI. Have you heard of AI?
I have. Artificial intelligence.
It is. It is. And do you use it with your learners? Or should I say, do your learners use it?
I don't know. I don't know whether they use it, but I've used it. Mm. I've used two instances of it, two different ideas with it.
Yeah, can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. We did one, in fact, together. We put in some keywords into an AI engine and came out with one of our blog posts, which we did say we're totally upfront about it. It produced a blog post. I used it as well, I think, to do the description of a video that we did as well in the streets of Toulouse. Watch that, everybody, and obviously subscribe to our YouTube channel, English Podcasts. And I also used it to make a video.
Yeah.
And what I did was I put a title of this video into this AI engine. It then produced still images, which were sort of a little bit animated, sort of Ken Burns effect, if you know what that is. It's sort of going in and out, etc. So it looks like the image is moving. And it also did an AI voice.
Right. But you, as a native English speaker, I suppose you were using it to maybe improve or give you different ideas on the text that we were working on. But as a learner, this is what's really got my attention this week. Do you think it's morally right, if it's a moral issue, or do you think it's a tool to use that learners should be relying on or using AI to produce work either in class or on kind of work assignments? What do you think?
Well, just to sort of put it right, I don't use it at all for that. But mine was just curiosity.
I just wanted
to see how it would work out.
Yeah.
And these videos, you know, you see these things that like build your YouTube channel, etc., by AI. But I think that people that actually watch this, I wouldn't know why they would do it, because it seems totally, I mean, the voice sounds totally false. It sounds like an electronic voice. It doesn't really answer the idea. Now, to go back to your question, do I think they should use it? Well, no, I don't, actually.
Yeah.
No, I don't see that people should be using it to write stuff. But there are lots of, in fact, what you can do with this AI program that I found is you can run your own plagiarism through it, because if it's artificial intelligence, it's not in fact intelligent. What it's doing is trawling the web and looking for bits, so it's taking things from Wiki or whatever and it's bringing it in, and then you can put it through a plagiarism tester, and actually you can ask the AI to rewrite it.
Yeah.
So you can actually come up with something which will pass plagiarism test. So in that way, I don't think morally it's right. I don't think we should be using it.
I mean, it is a really tricky situation, because it's a really great tool. It can really help people. But I really, really, I'm a little bit concerned about whether learners in particular are becoming too reliant on it. You know, does it enhance the learning experience, or does it replace the learning experience? You know, this is the question. And today I was working with some learners and we were writing a cover letter in English for, you know, applying for a job. And in a way, I felt I was not exactly wasting their time, but I knew that if they stuck it into an AI software, they'd get a really great letter, you know.
Yeah, okay. So that's just really today's thing, isn't it? Because it's a little bit, in a way, in its infancy, AI. And I think what will happen in the future is that companies will develop tools, in fact, they're already developed, where they can check if it's AI. But it's a bit like, you know, did your mum write it as
well? Yes, exactly. You're right.
Did your mum write your cover letter for your job?
Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah. So in a way, I think I'm going to call this cheating, let's say. It's been around in all sorts of forms.
Well, we use it all the time.
All the time, all the time. So in a way, I'm not totally against it, to be honest. But I think people have to be more creative now with the content that they put in. into a letter or into any document they're going to write, whereas the AI software can make the English grammatically correct and then sort of suggest a few more good words. But the content has to really come from the person.
So how would you feel then about somebody going into an AI machine and being able to, for example, make a phone conversation, one side of a phone conversation?
Well, this is a really, really interesting question, isn't it? Because it's happening and it's going to get better and better and better. But I think you've actually put your finger on it there, that whereas AI is great for speaking, great for writing text, what about the speaking? You know, and if you're...
It's there.
But if you're abroad, let's say in Japan, and you want to ask where is the metro, yeah, why not use an AI to do the translation? But if you're trying to learn a new language, should you really rely so much on the AI?
Well, the thing is that maybe people really will stop learning languages. Because at the moment, you can use, for example, Google Lens. You can take a picture of a book or sentences or a sign somewhere, mm-hmm. and Google Lens will automatically translate it. Google Translate is getting better and better and better, and people use it all the time. I mean, before you could actually tell if people were using... You still can today. You can still tell if it's gone through Google Translate. But as AI gets better, because, in fact, the way AI works is in fact, it's actually a matching type of thing. So we're almost into computers 3.0, where 3.0, where... computers are talking to each other, so AI machines will be a bit like this. I mean, they're meshing with others and they're looking for things that actually fit with what you're doing. So if people put keywords in, however, you can actually fall over quite easily with AI, because if you were to, for example, want to write a blog post about Birmingham, you may actually find that a lot of it includes things which are more to do with Birmingham in Alabama than Birmingham in the UK. That is if you didn't specify it. Yeah. And it can also, I mean, the thing is with the translator at the moment, if you fluently speak the language, it can be sort of a bit of a lazy way of doing things quickly, but you still have to go back and check it. I'm not sure that everybody will do this with AI or be able to do it.
Yeah, absolutely right. And again, coming back to these learners this morning, they clearly used Google Translate because the letter that they'd written, all the words were correct, but it was clearly a French style.
So what would you do if you were a human resource manager and you received something like this, which was clearly AI?
Yeah,
what would you do?
I would not be very happy about that.
Okay, but what would you do?
Well, I don't think I'd pursue the application.
CV in the bin.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But it's interesting but as you say, if you speak the language, both languages well, you can quickly adapt and change.
Sure.
But if people rely on it, for example, you know, I say to my students, Google is your friend, but don't trust it all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, the thing is that Google and you know, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, etc., are building defences against AI because it can easily sort of do stuff that is not great. You know, it's a bit like, well, it's in a way, for me, it's a little bit like copyright rules.
Yes.
You know? It's not your stuff.
Yes.
So you shouldn't be using it.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Maybe that's a bit of a traditionalist's idea.
Oh, yeah, but it depends on what you want to write, really.
Well, the thing is, you only have to go through things on Facebook or Instagram, etc., and you can see that people cannot write English, and this is native speakers, you know.
Yeah.
And people don't know the difference between two as well,
yes.
T-double-O, and two, as in the infinitive, to go or whatever.
Yeah.
You can also see that they've sort of hear stuff, but they obviously don't read or whatever, because... They say things like, in fact, I'll come back to that later, but they completely sort of misunderstand their own language.
Mm.
You know, things like there, T-H-E-I-R, and T-H-E-Y, apostrophe R-E, or T-H-E-R-E. And they mix all three of them
up. Yes,
You know, one of the possessive, one of the... And it looks ridiculous.
Yes, yeah. But it's very true. Maybe there is a place for still a place for that learning in the classroom. But I'm hoping in a way that AI, because everyone's going to be using it, I hope in a way it's going to change the kind of classroom experience in the sense, or the learning experience, because I think there's too much emphasis on writing. And I hope we're going to, because writing can be done by a computer now, I really hope there's going to be more emphasis on speaking, spontaneous speaking.
But you're talking about English learning, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I'm on English learning here. I'm on English learning, okay. Yeah. Because this was what I've been doing this morning and last week. So I'm really hoping that that suddenly we're all going to have, you know, a complete mindset change and put more emphasis on real speaking as opposed to, in exams, people writing stuff. Because they don't need it, in my opinion.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you can correct me. But isn't writing just sort of vehiculing what you can say?
Yes.
So if you cannot say something, then you cannot write it.
Yeah, but these days someone might write something in French, put it through Google Translate, get a kind of translation, put into an AI software, come up with a really nice text. Because the reason people come for learning is they want to use it in their jobs, let's say. So why, when their jobs, why not just use AI for text?
Well, I think what you do, in fact, I think you're opening a big can of worms.
I am.
That you're doing that. Like, for example, very often the training that I do with in terms of languages, one of the sort of biggest, I think, the biggest plus is that people become confident
yes.
to speak.
Yeah.
Because, you know, first of all, they need to be confident. They need to, if you like, run before they can walk. But, you know, they will make mistakes. But, you know, how can you sell this to a company? Because a company is interested in how they can pass exams. I mean, I don't think that the fact that people can pass exams is a good thing myself, because basically they're sort of tested on preset knowledge just to see if they know that. But anything else that came out is not there. They can't, you know.
Yeah.
And so if you're talking about somebody that can actually, you know, maybe not perfectly communicate with their clients or with their partners in a certain language, you know, they can actually do it and people can actually understand what they're talking about. Is it better than somebody who could potentially say something, but they won't because they're not confident enough?
Absolutely agree. You know? Absolutely agree. And that's why I'm hoping that with the AI, because I've noticed it quite a lot recently, I think it's going to release people from having to worry about writing too much, and they can really see the importance of speaking.
I don't fully agree with
no?
you. Because in fact, what I think will happen is that people become lazier.
Yeah.
People don't write at the moment. You can tell just by the way they write. You know, if they have to write anything with a pen, it looks terrible. Their grammar is all over the place, their spelling's all over the place. I'm talking about native to native, whether it's French in French or English in English, English speakers in English. You can see, you know, these glaring mistakes, which are not helped by any tool that comes along to make their life easier, such as AI.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit concerned that, in fact, kids in the classroom are not writing, which doesn't help memory, which doesn't help a lot of things, motor skills, etc. And so if we can use AI, as I did, to actually speak into an AI engine and then come out with a video, it's not the best, is it?
Yeah. But as you say, you said we're going to become lazy, but I think it's human to find an easy solution, to take the grind out of a task.
Sure it is. I mean, can I just give you a quick example of the AI that I did?
You may.
And see what you think of this voice. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Guide to travel filmmaking and camera gear for 2023. Guide to travel filmmaking and camera gear for 2023. Travel filmmaking is a unique way to document your journeys and share them with the world. It requires a certain set of skills and know-how as...
There you go. I mean, how real does that sound to you?
Not at all. I hate those voices.
Me too. Yeah. Apparently, they're getting more refined in as much as you can actually put emotion into it, you know, worried, angry, etc. with them. As you can with writing, I mean, with the AI especially, I mean, the best one, ChatGPT, you can actually ask, like you could do a blog post. in the way of William Shakespeare.
Yeah.
You can do a blog post which is inspiring, which is motivating, lots and lots of different sort of qualities with a small Q of voice. So it you know, this is, I don't know what this is. This is just what I use. Now, I could make it that she was more enthusiastic, maybe. That would be a worry, in fact, if she did. But it's terrible. For me, it's canned music, canned voice song.
But it's certainly an interesting conversation we're having. It is the hot topic at the moment. And it's only going to improve, in inverted commas, get better. But anyway, so as we're still humans, we're still speaking in a normal way, and we're writing our own blog posts and things. Maybe we're dinosaurs, but anyway, let's see how it goes.
Okay. Thank you, Susan.
Okay, thanks.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again at english-podcast.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes. And if you have an idea for a podcast or a blog, please get in contact with us through the site at english-podcast.com.